So it's 4:30, Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's all the craziness that you can expect. Murphy's Law has a special application in Erev Rosh Hashanah, as you'll see, those listening in America. B'shat Hashem, it should be Murphy's Law, the Kuladik version, not the Hermetic version. I think we hit the Hermetic version here in my house, but trying my hardest, but I really want to put something out. And just wanted to share, I guess now very briefly, three psukim that I think about a lot on Rosh Hashanah. And they're not the psukim that we recite as part of the Malchus, Achronos, and Shofaros, because those psukim are about Hashem and Brisos. And there are three psukim that, to me, capture my experience. Not Hashem's Malchus, not the Achronos, not the Shofaros, but how I'm processing all of them, what my response is to Yom HaDin. So here they are quickly. I would like more time for this, but here they are. First of all, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which isn't really a Pasuk, but that was the Gemara I first learned with Avi Soloveitchik on my first day in the Shir. The Mishnah Pasuls disqualifies a shofar made from a para. According to one Amara Ula, it's because of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. When we are pleading with Hashem for mercy, we don't want to evoke any imagery of the Egel Hazav. The Gemara says, wait a second, that stringency, that sensitivity of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor only applies when you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like on Yom Kippur, that's why the Kohen wears Beit Lavan. But when you're standing outside of the Beis HaMikdash and you're blowing a shofar, that sensitivity of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor doesn't apply, and therefore why can't you use a shofar of a cow? And the answer to the Gemara is four words, Chafav Rosh Hashanah, Kivan Dilazi Karenhu Kibifnim Dami. Since we're asking Hashem to remember us and to remember Jewish history and to remember the Bris House, it's like we're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place that no one can enter, and even the Kohen Gadol could enter once a year and only after being tovel in the mikvah and preparing for 7 days. We, with our shofar, by invoking the memories of our people and of Am Yisrael, are surpassing, so to speak, the interaction of the Kohen Gadol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're more proximate and intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our shofar, through the memory of Jewish history, then even a Kohen Gadol is on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we have to follow at least those sensitivities of not invoking Egel Azav that the Kohen Gadol has to follow on Yom Kippur. This, to me, is an extremely, extremely powerful concept. And as I make my way through the journey of Jewish history, to know that that's my access route to standing in front of Hashem, to identify with who we are as a people, how we've struggled to represent Hashem in this world, the courage and the defiance and faith that we demonstrated in standing for Hashem and the bris that we never let go of. And that's not just a national identity or commitment to people. That's what gets me to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kivan de la Zikaron, it's Yom HaZikaron. And we're asking Hashem to remember the bris and to remember all of the commitment that we've shown. Kibifnim dami. It's like we're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Second pasuk that rolls through my head. I can't get, it's like a movie, a record playing and playing and playing in my head, is the pasuk in Tehillim Peites, which we recite just before Tkiyas Shofar, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Sru'a, Hashem Biur Panacha Yehalechun. What a pasuk that we're the people, and we're so thrilled to be the people that know. Everyone knows how to blow a shofar. We're not a people that uniquely knows how to blow a trumpet. But we know the gravitas and the magnitude of this day. We know what this day is, not just because life and death is hanging in the balance, but because it's the day of Hashem's Malchus. And because we know, we blow and we coronate and we announce it, and we're the only ones that do. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is now extending over the entire world, because Chol Bnei Adam Yavon Lefanecha Kivnei Marom, even though the Malchus is extending over the entire universe, there's only one people that know. And that power, and that empowerment, and that joy and pride, and that responsibility that we are the Yod Esrua, not just the people that know how to blow, but know why to blow on this day, why we're blowing the shofar on this day, to parlay that pride into duty, to be Mamlech Hashem, and that combination of power, responsibility, mission, godliness, and pride, that sits at the root of Rosh Hashanah's power and Rosh Hashanah's amplification. So we know, and because we know, we're the Yodei Sru'a, and we're the Or Panecha Yehalechun, because of that, that leads to the third pasuk that I don't stop thinking about in Rosh Hashanah, where Nehemiah instructs the people, we're back from Galus Bavel, gathered in Yerushalayim, for the first Rosh Hashanah after Galus Bavel, and they don't know what to make of it. They're confused. And he tells them, don't cry, don't mourn, eat the best meat, drink the best wine. Ki chedvas Hashem, hi ma'uschem. The joy of being with Hashem is your strength. And the joy of being with Hashem on this day is expressed by being judged by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that could incite fear, and it certainly does, but can also incite joy that we are standing in front of Hashem, and for us it's not a one-time-a-year visit to be judged, but we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best we can, constantly. And this is the day that that relationship is magnified, and that relationship is expanded. And that joy, which we feel every day, is enlarged and broadened on Rosh Hashanah. Ki chedvas Hashem. So Rosh Hashanah is not a special day, it's every day. And every day we feel, Hashem v'yorponechei aleichem. But this day we feel it even more because of its sweep, because of its universality, because of its cosmic nature. Those are the three things I hum to myself, or sing to myself, or whisper to myself as I'm walking back and forth through shul. Ki chedvas Hashem himoschem. Ashri ha'am yodei surah. I have to actually say it in the tune of the Chazan. I'm not a Chazan, but I'm a wannabe Chazan. Ashrei ha'am yodei surah, Hashem b'yorponecha yaleichon. And the pasuk, first pasuk, or the Gemara, kiven l'zikar no kibifnim dami. Now let me end by saying the two words that I don't say on Rosh Hashanah and why I don't say it. I'm happy and thrilled that Rosh Hashanah, especially in Israel, has stretched beyond the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses and beyond Halacha, and it's become a national holiday, and you feel it, and the supermarkets have sales, and the television stations have specials, and everyone's wishing each other, because it's really a Jewish state, and for us it isn't January, for us it's Rosh Hashanah. But to me, the notion of just saying, let me say it differently, and everyone's wishing each other a Shana Tova, which is great, and I'm thrilled that Jews who don't understand the deeper, deeper reservoirs of power and spirituality that this day offers, so they're saying Shana Tova. But to me, the phrase Shana Tova is so flat and so fails to capture all the swirling depth and emotions and magnitude and godliness and monarchy of the day. And when I say Shana Tova, I feel like I'm wishing someone a Happy New Year, like January 1st, and what are your New Year's resolutions? So I know it's a pet peeve of mine. My family laughs at me when I say it, but I refuse to say Shana Tova. To me, Rosh Hashanah is a day to say Ksiva V'Chasima Tova. Now, it doesn't capture the whole sweep. It doesn't capture Malchus and Zechonis and Shofaris, but at least it captures Yom Hadin, and that's a portal to so many other ideas of Rosh Hashanah. When you say Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, when you recognize Sifrei Chaim and Meisim Psuchim Lefanav. And I personally saw my Rebbe, Mariv Rabbi, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would stand Rosh Hashanah night and personally wish every single one of the 800 boys that passed by in front of him, Kivnei Maram, Shana Tova, Tikasei, V'Sechasei, La'ad L'chein Tovim, L'Shalom, literally as if we were reading it out of the Machzor. So I don't do that for everyone, because it would be clumsy. I do it to all of them, eat them in yeshiva. But when I pass by on the street and someone wishes me a Shana Tova, not in a way that's rude or in any way condescending, like that's not something I say, but I just simply say back, Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, or if it's after Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, Gemar Ksima Tova, to capture that it's already started until Yom Kippur. So the three psukim I do say a lot, Kivan de la Zikarnu, Kibifnim Dami, Ashriham Yodei Su Hashem Bir Ponecha Yalechun Tehillim Peites, and Kiched Vas Hashem Himuzchem Nechemia Perchas. But I try not to say Shana Tova. Those are the three psukim that make my yantif, and those are the two words I try to avoid. Gemar Ksima Tova, Ksiva Ksima Tova to everyone.